Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 37. No, she's got it wrong. Episode 36. There we go. Of Frovisation. That lovely sound you just heard was my cat crawling onto the microphone as I try and record this intro. Oh, Indy, if only you knew the day I was having, you would add to it. Of course you would. Cats, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else in between. Cats. Anyway. That solves that problem. Now, today's episode was supposed to come out yesterday. However, due to my brain having the disorders that it has, and we as a global community being currently stuck in a very scary pandemic, and other personal circumstances in my life, which always, my friends, always happen at the same time, do they not? I am fucking depressed today. It takes a lot for me to not be able to get out of bed. But yesterday I couldn't get out of bed. Usually my ADHD gives me just that enough buzz of energy to go and annoy myself doing something else. But yesterday I slept for the whole day. Literally through to 10 p.m. Woke up. Well, that's a lie. I woke up a little earlier. Watched a movie with my fam. That was nice. And then I went straight back to bed. I've done 3 12-hour shifts of sleeping in a row. That is impressive. Anyway, enough about me. And on to this week's guest. This is, and will be, I hope, historically the most plagued with technical error episode of Grovisation that I will ever release, my friends. Oh my dogs! The first time we recorded this, I did a test and everything, and I recorded it. And then when I went to play it back, it only recorded my guest's voice. None of me. None of this dumbass voice. Just my lovely guest's articulate voice. And so the second time we recorded it, some higher motherfucking power interrupted. Well, I say interrupted. The signal dropped like 4 times. And then eventually we just moved on to Zoom. Because my guest is a sex worker and she's extremely resourceful and knows about all these things, and she has so much to talk about, and we just couldn't end the conversation at any of these points. This week's guest is, her name is Ivy Maddox. I met her through my activism, and she is also a member of my union, and she is fucking awesome. She's got so many aspects to her personality. She rolls with the fucking punches, I'll tell you that. Damn this girl. I think she's hilarious. We had real good banter. In her soul, she is just a rebel, you know? Like, when David Bowie said, rebel, rebel, your face is a mess, rebel, rebel, whatever the hell he said, I'm going to have to listen to that now, and that's embarrassing. I love David Bowie. I'm depressed, leave me alone. I've got a bad memory on the best of days. But she is... She will ignite a fire in you as she has ignited in me. I'm going to listen to it back right now because I think it will help drag me out of this ditch I'm in. and I hope that it can provide some of that energy for you guys as well. If you could spare a moment, I say that almost a little bit sarcastically, because what else are you doing right now? Please leave a rating and a review wherever you get this podcast. It's usually on Apple Podcasts. I think like the Google Play Store or the Android version has ratings and reviews also. I'm pretty sure most platforms have ratings and reviews. I just have never looked at them because I try not to. And I think you'll find a lot of people who put artistic works out there try not to read the reviews very frequently. But if you would like to help me, please leave a 5-star rating and a review, or an appropriate rating that you believe my podcast deserves. That would be really nice of you. And it would definitely make my day, even though I'll never see it. But tweet me and tell me that you did. And if you would like to tweet me, you can find me on Twitter and on OnlyFans and on pretty much every other social except Instagram, at Cats and Crows. KatesAndCrows. If you would like to find me on Instagram, because they're difficult, let's just say that, you can find me at Riots and Crows. That is RiotsAndCrows. Well, that intro has exhausted me. I've used up a good few spoons on that. Goodness me. Yeah, that's it. My brain's done. Beautiful humans, thank you for always being so loyal. I hope you enjoy the quirkiness of this episode, because, you know, podcasts are awesome and that, but when shit goes wild and west in life, that's also fun, and it's fun to make the most of these moments. So please enjoy my beautiful guest, Ivy Maddox, on episode 36 of Corovisation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Corovisation.
So, beautiful Ivy, thank you so much for coming back on Corovisation. We had this conversation yesterday.
Are we telling them?
Oh, yeah. I've got to own up to it, haven't I? Come on, this is faux pas number two for me. And I recorded beautiful Ivy's voice, obviously, because she's amazing and articulate and has so much to say. And I didn't record any of my voice. Well, I did, but I didn't. So I'm not going to...
Can't get the staff these days.
No, all the gear and no ideas. Is that what you said?
Something like that. Oh. It's all right, though, because I feel like you might have done it on purpose just to, like, get a little second date with me in.
Yeah, I'm just really bored of lockdown. Every guest I've had, I've been like, oh, no, it's broken.
I'm totally fine with that, Rebecca.
Have you been bored? Have you been in lockdown?
I've been all right, to be honest. I mean, it comes and goes in waves, I guess. The last 2 weeks, I've been good. I mean, I've been trying to do more, I know it sounds really, like, cliche, self-care, and, like, get out of bed before midday, like, open my curtains, make my bed.
Yeah, I took your tip yesterday. I've made my bed this morning.
Did you?
I feel better. I do.
See, me and Rebecca had a little chat on yesterday, which you'll never hear, about making your bed. And it's the someone told me once that it's the first thing that you do. And if you complete it and you do something positive for yourself before you've even, you know, it's before you've even done anything else, it's like puts you in a good mood and starts your day.
It
made you feel?
Exactly. I've actually cleaned like some other bits of my house too, and watered my plants.
Oh, that's nice. Lucky plants.
Food, which I always forget. That's my number one self-care.
Do you know what? I haven't done so well with that today. I mean, I did have breakfast and stuff, but I actually had like a little nap before I spoke to you, just because it's so hot. Because I don't have a garden. And the guy downstairs is like blasting reggae, and he was like smoking a zoo, and it was coming through my window, and I was like, I just feel really tired. I think I got like secondhand smoked.
Yeah. You do. Even the smell gives you like a placebo, don't you? You're like, oh, I'm just going to melt.
Yeah, something like that.
Into my bed. Oh, it's fresh though. I feel like it's what else are you going to do on lockdown?
I mean, yeah, it's nice. It's nice if you want to play reggae when you don't live in like an estate in South London and there's like other people trying to work from home, like my sister, who's saying coming into my room, being like, I just hate reggae. It makes me so anxious. So it's offbeatness. I'm just laughing at her like, you're funny. Like put your headphones on, mate.
I honestly forget that other people aren't used to being at home all day because I'm at home all day most days. But that didn't even occur to me that other people wouldn't enjoy that.
Becca, I've been, you know, practicing this for years, self-isolating and being at home all the time. Like, I mean, a little bit, no, it's nice to be allowed out, but I'm pretty sweet.
You're living the dream. Ivy, for those of those people that are listening that don't know who you are, give us a brief intro description of you and your work and your passions.
Okay, so my name is Ivy Maddox. That's not my real name, that's my stripper name or my sex worker name. But my real name is actually Destiny Desire, and I'm joking. Ivy Maddox, and I'm involved in a couple of things. So I started being involved with the Strippers Union or the Sex Workers Union a little over last year, just because I had a problem of my own. And then I just kind of dived right in and got involved, started with like activism stuff, going to like protests, going helping you out and going to that's your ones, supporting people in the industry. And like, I've been dancing for a number of years all around the world, and I didn't know that there was like such a great community of awesome babes and like, yeah, it's awesome. It's nice that you know, I found my family.
Yeah,
and it's great to like help. Yeah, and I love sex work because it enables me to help those that are less fortunate than myself within the industry. Yeah, exactly, like fundraising and stuff and to putting on events and things that, you know, I wouldn't really have either the confidence to do if it was just like my event, but because I'm organising something for the benefit of other people, I'm somehow when I do something for someone else, I can put my heart and soul into it. When it's for me, I'm just like, nah, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. Like with my website at the moment, like one of the things I've been working on recently during lockdown is I've been getting my nerd on doing my website. Mm-hmm. But
so many skills it's work.
Yes, exactly. Like I mean, actually, I went. After I spoke to you yesterday, I went to a workshop.
You did.
Run by Umbrella Lane, which is an awesome organisation.
Love.
Supporting sex workers, and it was run by a person called Blue Fawkes, and it was awesome. Like it was an introduction to online work, transferring your stuff online. So yeah, it's had like OnlyFans, Ad at Work, all of that kind of things. Which some of it I'm familiar with and others I'm not, and it's nice to refresh your brain, and there were some things in there that I hadn't thought of, and it was just nice to connect with people. Also, she had a great top on. it was Exotic Cancer Professional Slut.
Oh, I love Exotic Cancer. She's the
so
one
cool.
That kind of clued me into people's Instagrams getting deleted. She had hers deleted.
Yes, but that's the craziest thing because she's never even posted her face, like her body,
she's
anything.
It's literally drawing. It's not even like detailed, is it?
And it's not even exactly anatomically correct.
Yeah, it's like funny.
Necessarily.
It's like a boob with like 10 nipples on it. It's just outrageous.
Exactly.
It's like
exactly.
It's so good.
Exactly. Crazy. I actually spoke to. Have you heard of Normal Bodies?
No, I haven't.
That's another really cool one. They have like they have censored on Instagram, but it's just, I think it's just people just sending like nudes basically.
That's
and
awesome.
Then this person, I'm not sure if it's a guy, girl, in between, whatever runs it, but yeah, I was like, oh, it's really nice because you got to scroll through and it's like they just draw everyone.
Oh,
and it's just
that.
It's nice. I just love seeing like other people's bodies, like everyone's beautiful.
I used to follow, I can't find it since I've had my Instagram deleted, a page, and she draws people's vulvas, all the different types of vulvas,
On Instagram?
On Instagram. It's like a watercolour painting. She might have been deleted now, to be honest.
Oh.
It was so beautiful to see, because I used to be really insecure about mine, because I've got like bigger inner lips. It's just like what a Jan looks like. But I saw loads of them and I was like,
I used to be insecure too. I think we've got matching vaginas. I saw yours for the first time the other day. I was like, oh my God, it's a vagina! On Twitter, I didn't know. I was like, oh my God, vagina twins.
It's the one thing people still don't talk about, do they? Even in like a dressing room, it's just not talked about. People don't talk about their genitals. I guess it's like consent-ish. Well.
Have you been in a strip club dressing room recently?
No, not
with me. Not one with me.
Not for 10 years. No. Why? You're the one with your leg off on the dresser.
Pretty much. I mean, I've always been a bit of a rebel. So like I don't dance in clubs anymore because I don't like giving people my money. Mm-hmm. But the last time I danced in Central London, like last Christmas, I decided to grow a bush out of to be a rebel. And then I dyed it blonde and added like UV colour to it, but I was really upset because the lights weren't actually UV. I thought they were, but I got confused. They were just purple.
Oh, yeah. So I'm walking. I swear they are, because you're white.
I know.
Glows, right?
Yeah, I just must have got it wrong. I'm not like a lighting specialist, and I don't claim to be. But showed the house one, because for those that don't know, in a strip club, you have a house mum who tells you what to wear, you know, what food you can't eat in the changing room, giving you like fucking mild anxiety about what you look like, what your hair looks like, what your makeup looks like, if it's good enough, if your outfit.
The kind of look of the girls, don't they? It's like a very niche body type sometimes too.
Yeah, it's really disgusting. And the fact that we have to normally tip them before we start, when we pay our house fee, which is we have to pay. Well, at my last one, we had to pay them £5, and that was even when they weren't there. So on their days off, we had to pay them £5.
No.
My dog's just come in and opened the door. I'm just going to close the door quickly.
No problem. My cat always comes on by.
Out.
Sorry about that.
She's back. No problem.
Outrageous.
Put my cats in there.
So that the house fee as well, that's another outrageous thing, and that's where the union comes into it really, because the only way that we can really make these changes is by coming together and telling people that we're not happy with these. Some of the rules are even illegal, like, you know, getting fined, coming in, if you come in late, if you don't come in at all, like if your kid is sick or if you can't come in for whatever reason, you can get fined. And it's just like, it then makes dancers go into work sick, making other people sick, so then they can make their children ill, or, you know, there's never...
Uh-oh. So at this point, Ivy's call dropped, or our call dropped, the signal dropped, whatever. It was not having it. And a little warning, this does happen maybe 4 or 5 more times through the episode. I am so sorry about it. It wasn't us. It wasn't our fault. Please forgive us. And please stick with us, because the conversation is great. Now, back to it. Okay, so Ivy, we're back. I lost you, but you're back. Do you remember what you were saying?
Yep, I remember what we were saying. We were saying about the ghastly house fees in the strip clubs and how unfair it is. And the way that we can make some changes is by unionising. So the Strippers Union, United Strippers of the World, or United Stripper on Twitter, started at the Women's Strike Assembly in 2018 with a bunch of badass bitches who are just like, why isn't there a strippers union, you know? Everyone else has got one. We want one.
There's one in America. I think I've seen some in America, but I have never seen one in England.
Yeah, so the one in the UK, I know which one you're talking about, I'll come into that. The one in the UK, basically, we organise with like migrants and also workers with a secure immigration status. And because of the current laws and policies, we've started the unionisation campaign with a focus on strippers and dancers in clubs and pubs, as opposed to other sex work. But it's open to all sex workers of all shapes and forms. Mm-hmm. So basically the idea is that when we achieve decriminalisation of all sex work, we have already got a strong starting point to unionise in brothels and flats and agencies and other things like that. So
there's a lot of exploitation on in full service sex work as well, even more.
I mean, there's exploitation in all trades, I'd say, but, you know, the way that you can combat that is by joining a union and coming together for organised change. So the way that it works is if a girl's in a club were in a union, then they would be protected by the numbers of them, and the union would say speak to the management or the owners on their behalf, so no one was singled out. So that's why it's really good, because normally if you go into a strip club environment and you make a complaint, like there's no grievance procedure. Like they tell you, oh, we don't like this, we're fining you, or we don't like that. But say if like you were sexually assaulted by not assaulted, but I mean, you know, you can get, well, it is assault, like slapped in the ass by a bouncer, do you know what I mean? Like that happens all the time, and you just kind of have to put up with it, or any like spoken to in a horrible way, there's no way for us to complain. So it's always them complaining against us. Now don't get me wrong, I love stripping, but there are things that I would change. So I love the strong women that I've met in stripping.
Oh my God, so many. Honestly.
I love the freedom that sex work gives me. Mm-hmm. But we can do it without the bosses. Like we've proven this.
You
like
did.
We had our own strip club.
I remember you telling me about this yesterday. Tell me all about it again, because it was
like
the favorite part of the episode.
So we had at Brazilian Wax, just before the lockdown, we had like a leap year special type witches coven party, sex witches party, run by the people behind the show at Fuck You Pay Me.
Love that show. Oh, that's where I remember.
That's where we met.
Yeah.
I remember what you were wearing, and if you were sat opposite me, I was like, oh my God, that's Rebecca Crowe. I said to my friend, I said, you know, Eliza Blake, I said to her, I was like, that's Rebecca Crowe. She's like, yeah, I know, we're friends. I'm like, oh, can you introduce me?
Yeah, I know. I knew a few people there, and then I didn't know a few others, but I think that was where I met like a lot of very strong kind of like organisers in the activist sex world.
And it was awesome. Like, it was so many people there went alone, and just after chats afterwards that I had were just like, so heartwarming, and just like everyone coming. I think I like shed a tear at some point, because it was really early on when I'd first kind of joined the union and first started my litigation. So it was really nice to like actually put faces to names and,
a lot of activism is online. You don't really meet people until you get to do it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the planning and things like that, like, is obviously like online and in apps like Signal and stuff for protection reasons. Because everyone's harvesting our data.
Yes, all fun.
But yeah, so a little bit about the pop-up strip club. Basically, I'd worked with various shows, I guess, like club nights before, on behalf of United Strippers of the World, doing pop-up strip clubs, which to raise money for various organisations. And for this one, it was like the first time that I'd been given like a little budget and full creative licence, and I was like, it was so nice. I had this vision in my head. I wanted to make this vagina door, because it was at the vault. It was at the vaults in Waterloo, and there was like a double door and then a corridor through to my room, like a 10 metre, I don't know, it was a long corridor. I don't know how long. I don't know, 10 paces? Can't remember. Anyway, so on the double, it was a deep cunt, basically. So you had a vagina door, and then you pushed through the door, and it was like various bits of fabric, and you were like swimming through, and it was like bits of like velour, and then like silky stuff. And then you enter into the strip club, which was, it was gorgeous. It was just a beautiful thing. It was all bodies, all genders, all shapes and sizes. And there were 15 of us around about. And we even had like a soft security. So one of the girls from Sunset, one of my really good friends, she was hilarious. she was employed as like stuff security, because we didn't feel like the Brazilian wax crowd were neat. We really needed like a security guard in there. But
if
obviously,
you set
like
the pretense, it's usually
exactly
kind of
like
a bad
the Brazilian wax crowd are so lovely. So everyone's just so polite, and it's not like a normal strip club crowd, you know. Ooh. Just everyone's just there to have fun, and no one wants to be like, everyone's like asking, is this okay type thing. But yeah, we had a soft security who was basically like people managing, and like, don't stand there, please, you're in the way, like blah, blah. And she was actually telling the SIA guy who was in there like what to do, and he was just like following her around like, is this okay, is this? She's like, yeah. And then we had
bless, that's so cool.
So cute. And then we had so we had a card machine inside, card machine outside, and people like on the door. And so everyone kind of had like a normal job, like a clothes. I was going to say fully clothed, but they weren't. They were like in their in their underwear, like a task to do for an hour.
Yeah,
and
like just, an operational as well.
Exactly. And then dance as well.
So we
fully proved that we can actually do this ourselves. And you know, after years of the management or owners telling us, no, you're stupid girls, you'll only fight if we leave you to it, you won't be able to work together, and we proved it. We did a co-op effort, so all of the money was split equally, and we then 10% of it we donated, and we've actually decided to donate it to the Swarm effort, which is currently ongoing.
Yes. This is one thing that
My microphone just went in my coffee, like I've got a headset on. My sister will be well annoyed if I ruin her headset.
Does it smell like coffee now? Oh my god, that was one of the best things I've ever seen. What did I just ask you? You just distracted.
sorry, no, I am very time. distracting.
You're so entertaining, Ivy. I had a lovely chat with you yesterday, and this is exactly why I brought you back today.
What do you know about the Swarm High Opportunity Fund,
oh,
Rebecca?
Oh, that's what I was on about. That's ongoing at the moment, isn't it? That's what I've been really trying to encourage people to donate to, because it's, I think it's probably the biggest fund at the moment helping sex workers in the UK during the pandemic, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, I know that you had a fundraiser going on before this all happened.
I did.
And you've been ever so kind to put that on hold and direct people to the Swarm.
Taking money out of funds that could save people's lives, and that for me is just not worth it. Absolutely. Instagram discrimination will be there after this ends. People's lives need saving right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I should have like looked up what they're actually doing for it, because I think I said they're doing something about 555, like tag five people to £5,
yeah.
And I'm not sure if there's a run involved, but I don't know
something, didn't you? I think some of my friends are running 5k, but maybe you can just do like five whatevers.
I could do five wanks.
I was thinking of doing like a charity cam stream or something like that, you know, because I feel like it's just a great way to do it, and people like to get involved and stuff like that, and they like raising money for targets like that, don't they?
There's a girl in the union actually, Charlie. I'm allowed to name her. I asked her. She raised over. I'm glad that we got to do this again, because I got the number wrong. It's actually over £400 that she raised single-handedly.
Well done.
I know. She did. I think she saw others. Other sex workers raising money. I think she actually messaged me because I was doing the Soldiers of Poles stripping for strippers, but she managed to do it on her own. She's part of some activist groups that mainly focus on female non-human animals rights. So like she's vegan, and all of her friends, like they're feminist anyways, and I think she just got a live stream on and managed to like reach out to that corner of feminists that corner of supporters, allies. Which is awesome.
That's really awesome. I find just people who are supporters of sex work or engage in sex work or just have any kind of in the sex work community are just the nicest people. People really get a wrong misconception about sex work, especially the fans. And they couldn't be more wrong, because like we were saying about the Brazilian wax crowd, they're so nice. And the fans donating to charity, even when I was running my campaign, everyone was so friendly. What's your experience?
It's so nice. Oh, I mean, I think, can you hear that? Does that come on? Okay, I'll get rid of that.
Oh, is it a beeping noise or something? No,
yeah.
You're good.
Oh, you can't? All right. cool. Oh, got rid of it anyways. Bye. My experience, I mean, I've always been quite, like, out and proud about stripping. I recently, like, in the last couple of months, came out to my mum about full service. And, I mean, she's always been, like, my biggest fan. Not that she'd come to the strip club and stuff, but, yeah. I mean, when I first started dancing, I wanted to be a professional snowboarder, and I was working the fish and chip shop. And I wanted to go snowboarding, basically. Yeah. And she was like, if you want to get a better paid job, why don't you go and work in the strip club that's open around the corner?
Love it.
And I was like, yes. And she's like, I'm joking, mate. I'm joking. But she's supporting me. I mean, she dropped me off outside and said that she'd wait in case I didn't like it. And I called her from inside and I'm like, I'm home.
Oh, my God. That's the nicest origin story I've
ever heard. So good. So I've always been like, I like to shock people. I think you're probably the same.
Yeah.
I've always told people I'm a stripper. I'm very out and proud about it sometimes, because then I think if you don't like me, then you don't have to look. You can turn around, like, you can, we don't have to be mates. Like, at least I'm authentically myself. And I was having some trouble in the last, like, couple of years when I was made the transition to full service, and was like, had carried a bit of shame. But I mean, speaking to other workers and also the online world of sex work, Twitter, I mean, I managed to find I managed to find the courage to come out to my mum, because I don't like to lie to my mum, and I like to, for my own sake, my mental health, I like to have her in the know of everything so that she can actually support me with, like,
can just hurt you mentally, can't it? I think it's one of the real underrated, but kind of dangers of sex workers, when people have to hide it, is it's so damaging to your mental health.
And not everyone has the not everyone can share everything, like, for whatever reasons it might not be safe to.
Yeah,
but I mean, I'm so blessed to have a mother that when I told her, she said, okay, so how can I help you?
Best mom, so nice. Ever.
Love my mom. I
love just powerful women. Mothers are one of the strongest human beings in the whole world. God damn.
Mm-hmm.
To selflessly give your life to another human being is so rad.
Don't think I could do it. I mean, I'm too selfish.
Me too. I don't want children. I couldn't bring a child.
I want loads of dogs. Personally.
I want loads of cats and dogs and animals. I love animals. I love nature.
Does your cat get overly hot, because it's, or is it the opposite? Does it get cold?
Yeah.
Because it's got no skin. Wait, no, got no fur. Got no hair?
He's got no fur. He's got skin.
Yeah. Got enough skin.
He's got little jumpers. Yeah, too much skin. It's really creepy. And the older he gets, the more creepy and wrinkly he gets. He started developing, like, old man liver spots on his head.
That's so cute.
Yeah, he's my little baby. He's been keeping me really sane during the lockdown. He's been a big part of my self-care there, I think.
That's cute, sure. Yeah.
What have you been doing to keep busy?
Well, Twiggy's actually in her own little lockdown at the moment, because she hurt her hip. We weren't sure if she was being dramatic or if she's actually injured, but, like, I don't know, she's been getting, like, 3 walks a day, like, big walks, so the vet told us to, like, not walk her as much, and now she's, like, she's got a lot better. Yeah, we cut off the stairs for her, so she was on one level for, like, 4 days. She seems a lot better.
Oh, my God.
She just needed a rest.
I literally saw memes about people overwalking their dogs. It's actually happening now.
Yeah, no, it's actually happening. Like, we broke the dog. But also, like, dogs will just go and go. Like, do you think they will stop? I don't know, my dog especially, she was like, yeah, we'll go for a walk, even
what
if I'm
dog do you
I'm
have?
Tired.
Come, describe your dog to me.
She is a lurcher, so
she's
a rescue, so she's adopted, so she's we're not too sure what she is, but I reckon English Bull Terrier mixed with Greyhound.
Oh, wow. So she's like a good, like, strong dog that she goes.
Oh, yeah, she's
forever.
Fast, and she is, like, a unit. Oh. And she comes to all of the stripper meetings, all of the union meetings, and all of the activism things.
I didn't see her at our latest meeting, excuse me.
She couldn't go to that one, because that one was dramatic, and it would have been, like, too many
dramatic.
People.
Yes,
let's not talk about that one.
Not without its bumps and lumps, but we're getting there, aren't we? We're making progress.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. What else should I talk about? Oh, yeah, we talked about the American, we touched on the American kind of union a little bit. So do you know, well, speaking of that dramatic meeting, do you know I'm Your Electric Girl on Instagram?
I'm speaking to her tomorrow for my podcast as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, she was dancing on Stripping for Strippers as under Ethical Stripper. So I got in touch with the Soldiers of Pole, which are some babes in California who are doing a fundraiser for dancers who maybe don't... Well, you know, in America, the government legislation doesn't allow sex workers to get any type of government aid at the moment during
it's
quarantine.
It's literally written out on the first page. I looked at myself, I couldn't believe it. And there's a checkbox you have to tick to say that you don't work in a sexual industry. Even if it's like the porn industry or like in a strip club, which is an establishment, a capitalist establishment. What the fuck?
It's just the discrimination is outrageous. And it's like 2020, how can this still be going on?
How? So
yeah, so I danced there a couple of weeks ago, and then I'm Your Electric Girl was dancing last night. And if you haven't seen it already, I think it's going to be, it's not going to be up there when this goes out, but Rebecca, you should go and watch it because it's so cute. Like, because she hasn't got a pole at home. She's so creative. Like, there was whipped cream in there.
Really?
There was some wine bottle shaking out. She got all wet. Oh, she's awesome.
She's such a great entertainer. I found her, her personality is like electrifying. I think
yes.
She's going to be really great. I can't wait to talk to her.
She's definitely an awesome character.
Yeah.
And very, very brave and an inspiration as well.
Yeah, so many resourceful human beings in the sex work industry.
Definitely. Yeah. And not even in the sex work industry, but also like in the sex positive world. I mean, I've got a group of friends who, I mean, some of them are sex workers, majority of them are not, but we're in like a kink circle, I guess, and like sex positive circle. And something beautiful came out of a WhatsApp group. So we started sending each other nudes as like brighten up your day. You know, each day we'd have a theme, and it's kind of developed and snowballed into something called Nudes for Heroes, which has launched today.
It launched today, which is the 23rd of March. Ooh, I remember
Rebecca, it launched yesterday.
But,
I forgot. We are telling them.
We're
okay,
honest
right.
about it.
Okay, so it launched yesterday.
Yeah, and I fucked up. It was me.
It's fine. And it's already got, I think yesterday, as of yesterday afternoon when I last checked, it made like £200 already.
Already? My content's on there, I hope.
The money is going to NHS charities. I'm not sure which ones.
there's like a trust, isn't there?
Yeah, that's it. The NHS Trust.
Yeah.
And basically, members of the public are encouraged to submit their nudes of either themselves or with other people, but everyone has to get consent. And then it's like a calendar girl style, a bit cheeky.
So
nothing
nice.
Too lewd.
So
it's a nationwide.
Anyone can submit content. You don't have to be a sex worker.
Anyone can submit content, and then the sign up to it's an OnlyFans, so it's $9.99, and all of the proceeds will go to the charity. And if you work for the NHS, all you got to do is upload your ID, and you get a free subscription. So it's like, you know, you get home from a hard day's work, you get to go and look at some Calendar Girls-esque nudes of like the general public who are supporting you, and you know.
That's such a good way. I love that it's literally anyone can do it, because anyone can be thankful, and sex work is open and available to everyone, you know? And it's freaking awesome. And what's better than after a hard day to have a nice wank?
Exactly.
Go for five.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's awesome. I think that I'm surrounding myself with some really positive, creative, influential people at the moment. And, you know, like we said yesterday, I hope to have them sticking around for a while. So that's, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you're such a creative, rebellious human being. We're very similar like that, I think.
We are very similar, I think.
We both chase the rush, don't we? That was another thing we spoke about yesterday, or at least I remembered at the end, is that you and I both, I'm not sober anymore, but you're sober currently, aren't you?
I am trying, yes.
Tell me how you came to this.
So, I mean, I'm just not, I'm a very intense person, even without alcohol, and I don't, and I'm also incredibly confident and fearless with alcohol. It just goes to a million percent, and it's actually quite dangerous for those that are around me and myself.
Yeah,
I can relate. So, I mean, I realised that after travelling every 6 months to a new place, I used to think that, oh, that's the reason why I've got new friends every 6 months. But when I moved back to London after chasing the winters and snowboarding around the world, after breaking my neck.
Oh my God, yes! I forgot about that. Jeez.
Dramatic.
Wow.
After doing that, I realised that, oh wait, no, it's me. Oh. I'm the reason that people don't stick around.
It's such a tough realisation though.
I know, but I'm really kind of happy that it's happened now, because I've got some, as I was just mentioning, I've got some really great people around, and I think the only way that I'm going to be able to, like, you know, not piss them off is by being sober and more responsible and just, like, you know, not a dick. So.
Yeah, it's so important to take responsibility for, like, even, I guess, your actions and your thoughts and your emotions and just making yourself, not changing yourself for other people, but making yourself into a good human so that you can enrich other people's lives.
Yeah, exactly. And if I'm sober, I'm way more focused, I have way more energy, I'm just a more positive person. So I can't handle hangovers anymore. So,
oh my God, I cannot. The anxiety really affects me. The older I get.
Yeah, really.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And my sister gets it as well, and like it's quite good living with my sister, because I get to see it and I'm like, yeah, I don't miss that.
Yeah, I see some of my friends sometimes, especially at festivals and things, although that won't be happening this year. And I don't feel bad. I see them with like a headache, I see them throwing up, and I'm like, I feel fine.
No disrespect to anyone that still goes out and gets pissed. Like, totally. I was that girl. I wish I could still do that. I wish I could go to the pub and have a couple of drinks. I wish I could do that, but it's just not like that for me. I always end up in a lot of trouble, and it's, you know, amazing that I'm not even like dead or, you know, really badly hurt yet. So, I mean, it's just waiting to happen, really.
Were you like that when you were younger?
I am young, you bitch.
I mean, like, when you were growing up, like, in school and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you're we so had this little conversation you're yesterday, didn't we? Yeah. I was naughty at school, yeah.
Where are you? I was naughty at school as well. Go on, tell me the naughty thing you did again. And I'll change mine.
It was really cute yesterday.
Inappropriate. Ivy, I lost you again, but you're back. Back with the strap on.
That wasn't the story that I was telling you about on my
that
school
was
days.
That was not your naughty school story.
What that was not my naughty school days.
I mean, I'm sure we can somehow.
We can role play something if you like. No, I used to bunk off of school all the time. My mum was working at the school. She would drop me and my sister off around the corner and then drive in so that we, like, you know, had a bit cool, so we didn't have to, like, walk in with her. My sister would walk to school and I'd just carry on walking and go home. My mum realised this, and because she started checking the register. And then one time, she would always drive home and I'd be, like, jumping in the bushes, hiding.
Really?
And then she took all my house keys off me and locked all the windows. And one day she came in and she's like, how the fuck did you get in the house? And I was just standing there just, like, well happy with myself.
Really?
I was like, I'm going to show you. So she was like, what? I was like, climbs. Oh, you haven't seen it. You don't know what my mum's house looks like, but it's you have to climb over the fence, which is really high, and then onto the conservatory roof, and then over another bit of a roof. It sounds like a massive house, but it's not. And then, like, up into, like, this tiny little bathroom window that was open ajar. She's like, you did not get in there. I showed her, and she's like, well, I'm obviously going to lock that now. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm sneaky. Yeah, the other one I told you yesterday is I missed my GCSEs because I ran away on tour with a band to Glasgow.
I remember you staying up. That's, I think, my favourite story anyone's ever said. Your mum called you or something, didn't you?
Yeah, my mum was like, where are you? Are you going to be home for dinner tonight? So I'm actually in Scotland.
I'm literally in another country, technically. Whoops, sorry.
Yeah.
Amazing. When I was younger, I told you a story yesterday, but I think I'll tell it again. I think I accidentally burnt down a house, but it was like a derelict house.
Oh, yeah. Your arsonist story.
But I'm a fire performer now. I feel like it's kind of my origin story of, like, been reborn from
it's very adapt for you.
Yeah, it's definitely in with my
brand,
my personality, my brand. Absolutely, the Rebecca Crowe brand. I just love.
I saw the other day.
Setting things on fire.
I saw the other day that you got a new poi holder. That was cute.
My see-through wobbly dildo.
I had a boyfriend who, me and him, you know, you were talking about you tried knife throwing for a while.
Yes.
So we were doing with those silicone suction dildo. We were throwing it at the wall, trying to get it to stick to the wall, like spinning it. And then you should do it. It's so hilarious.
Good. Me and my friends, I've got an even bigger one that I use for, like, some kick videos, like small dick, like humiliation and stuff. And if you stick on the floor, it weighs a fucking ton. And we play a game, and when you're drunk, it's funny, because you can't stand up, and you have to try and kick it off the floor, because it's fucking stuck on the floor like a rock. And if you put it in front of, if you're in a hotel, and it's got, like, a tile floor, because you're abroad or something, stick it on the door, and you can't open the door. It's like security.
That's so good. Do you ever get your bag searched when you've had naughty things in it before?
I mean, not sex toys. I once had my knife confiscated off me at an airport.
Oh no.
I was still drunk from the night before, and I just took all my bags through with a knife in it because I'd been performing. So I just had, like, dangerous items on me at all times, flammable things, stabby things. Yeah, that was bad. How about you?
Oh dear. I mean, like, yeah, just like stripper heels and things. I mean, I've been arrested before, and I had, like, a double ended dildo and, like, 8-inch stripper heels, and they were like, "Where are you going?
Where are you going? What job is this?" And they're like, "Wow."
I was like, "I'm going to work. Don't discriminate."
Yeah, I know exactly what they're supposed to say. They can't say nothing.
Exactly. Shall we talk about cyber tees?
Let's talk about cyber tees, because that is work, but that is fun, and I want to talk about it.
Yes, so Cyber Tees is a co-op run. Oh my god, Rebecca.
I've confirmed my date too. I'm doing the 9th of May Cyber Tees.
Are you? Yes! That's awesome. I'm amazing. Excited. It's run by organised members of United Strippers.
Yes.
And we're taking the power back from bosses who have exploited us.
Yes.
So, similar to the pop-up strip club that I was describing earlier, but this is a virtual strip club. It's going to be the same. We make decisions collectively, we share profits equally, we're showing solidarity with each other and practicing mutual aid. We're especially good at that.
So how's it going to work? Is it going to be like a show, or, like, is there going to be tipping?
So people are going to buy tickets, which I think are around £5. Don't quote me on that.
It's a reasonable price.
And then there's around 10, 12 dancers, something like that. We also have moderators. We also have a queer house party, DJing, which will be awesome. Mm. Showing solidarity with the LGBTQI community.
I love that.
And
sex work
we're doing like
cross over so much.
Yes, we have a history of solidarity with like Stonewall, etc.
Yes.
So there's going to be tipping menus. I think there's lots of oil, wax pouring, some kind of kinky stuff. I've got a pole, so I'm going to be doing pole tricks.
I've got a pole too.
Yes.
I'll do pole
tricks. Maybe
I'll do some fire, because I can do fire here in my own house.
Oh my gosh.
Would that be cool? That would be
Please,
cool, right?
Outside?
Yeah.
Not in
Naked
your house.
Fire.
Burn,
I do,
burning
I
do house.
Fire in my house. My ceilings have got like smudge marks on them. Everything smells slightly burning in my life.
Oh my gosh. You don't live in a flat, I hope.
I live in a small flat with an elderly neighbour above me and two elderly neighbours beside me, and they worry.
Oh,
I'm sure they worry.
Living the life in the garden of England.
I really am in the garden of England. Ken, oh my God, my garden is life. It's great. It's
wow.
Great. But if I do it, I'll have to shave my legs. And as we said yesterday, I haven't shaved my legs in a year.
I don't want to shave my legs. I have
they
been.
They can't see it on the internet.
I put some moisturiser on today and I was just like, oh, this is what it's like to have hairy legs with moisturiser.
Nice.
It's so weird.
I can feel my hair blowing in the wind sometimes.
Yes, when I cycle, I have a little extra bit of traction. So it's like, oh, I can feel it. My armpits are hairy as well. I'm letting it all grow, which is lovely.
I think it's good. If not now, then when, you know, so...
Yeah, like when I broke my neck, I let everything grow. And that was really fun as well. Because that was the first time that I had a bush. And I was just like infatuated with my bush. It was great.
I find like when your hair grows, it becomes so soft. And I end up just stroking it. My armpit hair, I stroke it all the time. I tried to dye my armpit hair once, but I bleached the hair and just dyed the skin blue.
Oh.
So it didn't work. I don't know how you do it. How do people do it?
I mean... I probably is easy. I don't know how long your armpit hair is. Let's have a look.
It's really going for it now. Can you see it?
Still can't really see it.
It's because it's so thin. So
I mean,
it's long.
Yeah.
It's wavy. It's like whiskey.
I mean, I think you have to have like a fair amount.
Yeah, I haven't got enough yet. I've got like a little bit coming out the sides at the moment. Almost, but I've got to shave it today to do content.
Why do you have to?
Because I did some bush content and now I'm going to go back to my usual shave content. But maybe I'll shave a landing strip. I've never had one.
Do the landing strip.
That's so fun. I love pube art.
Pube art. Are you going to shave your legs for the fire then, do you reckon? Or
I mean,
you could just shave like a section?
Yeah,
is that possible?
What happens when the hair catches, if it does catch a light, that's what burns your skin. Because it kind of melts to you. So maybe if I just shave like a run down the center. I mean, it will burn the hair off anyway, so I might as well do it, right?
What,
and
so if you, bur-
the,
if you burn your...
the hair. So the hair melts to your skin, basically. It sucks.
Yuck. Yeah,
life,
maybe shave your legs.
Pretty wild. I just love being on stage, though. This is something we have in common, too. I remember yesterday, the thrill of being on stage.
I love performing. I'm such an attention whore.
I think so. Nothing beats it, though. Like, the adrenaline and stuff. And then the one time you accidentally did comedy. And...
Oh. Yeah. I did a workshop in Edinburgh at Fringe. And after it, they were like, oh, we've got a 5-minute slot at something. And they were like, do you want to perform? And it was a kind of, like, bucket list thing. And it was, like, now or never. And I was like, fuck it. Yeah, all right then. And... was I sober? I think I was.
Yeah.
So all of the feeling, like I just remember everything and I just like the adrenaline rush and I felt sick. I hated it. I was like, I'm never doing that again. But also I want to do it right now.
Right
like,
now. I know, there's nothing
so,
like it.
Yeah. So I've tried to do like a bit of writing comedy and, you know, I don't really have to write anything because I've got all the stories in my head. It's
in case
I suddenly like forget them. I don't know. But I've been telling these stories for years in strip clubs. Like I can tell them to a group of men like whilst half like almost naked.
Yeah.
Sometimes I actually do like I used to actually tell people these stories in VIP and the club management would be like, why did you not get naked during that VIP?
Really?
I'm like, because I'm funny.
Because I have the chat. I can just exactly. talk my way out of it. I was thinking this today on my own. I was trying to think of a way to define my OnlyFans, because I do loads of like just like nudes and stuff and videos, and I think I do personality porn.
Personality porn.
People get off on my personality. Like the other day, I did a video where I just did gardening, but in the filthiest way. I was like wet seeds, moist pots, fingering.
That's sick.
It was great, like, and people loved it.
That's so good, yeah. Because there are so many. Obviously, there's so many OnlyFans now. Like I think everyone and their mum's got one. So you've got to really have something like that. Your USP, haven't you?
Absolutely unique selling point.
Exactly.
Have you thought about doing anything online or anything like that?
So yeah, I mean, I like the rest of the world have made an OnlyFans.
Yes.
I am going to I'm doing the website. That's going to be like launched, and yeah, so I really want to do porn.
Do you? Yeah.
Like, you know, obviously, because like I don't understand the difference between is that your cat?
That's my cat meowing. He's been meowing this whole episode. He's gonna
I just stopped talking for a second ago. I was like, what is that?
What is that? He's been jumping all over the mic and everything. I'm going to have to.
Okay. Yeah, so, Rebecca, can you tell me the difference between, like, content creator who does, like, naughty things and, like, porn? Like, what's the difference? Is it just someone is professionally shooting it?
I don't really know. I don't know if I'm the right person to define it. I sometimes have kickback from the porn community for fighting Instagram, because ultimately my content, I don't know what it is, but I think some people, a lot of people define porn as it's the having sex on camera, as opposed to just the solo stuff, because I know a lot of people in the OnlyFans world do a lot of solo stuff, and they sometimes do boy-girl scenes and content, but it's usually with their intimate partners. So I think it's the fact that you are two professional actors, adult actors.
Yeah.
That's what makes it porn, as opposed to solo stuff, which can be anything. I don't want to call it amateur, you know, but it's kind of like the difference between like pro wrestling.
It's
and like
difficult
amateur wrestling,
because
you know?
You're getting paid for it. Mm. So it is professional, but
yeah, exactly.
I mean, it like they yeah, it's just it's a funny one that.
It's really interesting.
So I mean, I think
there's definitely blurred with the OnlyFans thing. It's definitely crossing it over. The industry is evolving.
Yeah, definitely. It's really interesting, and I really want to be a part of it.
What
decided
about
that. Do you know what, Rebecca? I've wanted to do porn since I've seen porn.
Really?
So I've always been sexual. I've always been, like, just, you know, I don't know, interested by it. But I think the thing that's been keeping me back is disappointing my family. Your cat is going wild.
He's so wild today. He wants to go outside. Welcome back again, beautiful Ivy.
I missed you so much.
I missed you. My life was darker for that 10 minutes. We're now on Zoom because my program has... But very resourceful Ivy, being a sex worker, because she's just a genius.
I
knew that Zoom was a thing. She's a Zoom bae. She's not an Insta-ho, she's a Zoom ho. So
all-round ho, Rebecca. Don't need to put a label to it. But if we are going to... I've been to a little sex party on Zoom, actually.
Have you?
In this lockdown, yeah.
How was it?
Well, it was so cute.
Was it lovely? That's
it was
fun.
It was really nice. Yeah, they've got another one coming up, actually.
Is it like a brand, or is it like a private party?
It's not a private party. It is a brand. It's called Crossbreed, actually.
Cool.
I'm a playroom monitor for them. I didn't talk about this yesterday because I don't know.
This is great.
Yeah, it's really fun. So basically, I've known the guy who runs it for like 10 years. He's awesome. And I was at a job, actually, at a like Torch Garden type thing. I was with this guy who was like, yeah, wear this latex dress and come with me to this event. And I'd never been, I was like, yeah, all right. And then I was like at this party, and I saw this geezer from like way like years and years ago. And I was like, what are you wearing? Like, why you got them like PVC shorts on, mate? Like, what's that harness?
Gotta dress up.
And he was like, I had no idea you're into kink. I'm like, well, I'm here. I'm a prostitute. Like,
hi.
I guess so. And yeah, since then we kind of like reconnected. He has started his own meow.
My cat's back again. Here we go. The tackle the cat.
He's back. He's such an attention whore as well.
Oh my god, he's a hoe. He a hoe.
He a hoe. So yeah, we reconnected, and he started this brand, Crossbreed, and it's doing really well. It's a kink rave, basically, like
that
focused on primarily the primar- primarily the music.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's like playrooms and things that go on as well as. So, and it's like not, it's not like a, it's very accessible, which is cool. Like, it's cheaper than a lot of the, a lot of the parties. A lot of the parties are like, you know, £20-30 up.
It's a lot, especially for, I know the big events, I would be happy to pay that, but for a monthly or even like every other month, it's still quite a lot to fork out, because then you end up paying for your drinks and your outfit because you're going to look good.
Exactly.
And it ends up getting expensive.
Exactly. So yeah, like Crossbreed is awesome because you can get tickets for like a fiver. If you're quick and get the early bird ones.
That's really good price.
And also like the music is awesome. Like I've been to some other events and the music has not been to my taste. And this one is just, I don't know, like this community, everyone's just so nice. And
That's so nice.
I went there as a sex worker and met a load of people in the community. Just like, oh, hey, how are you going? Kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I could be out there, which I've never kind of experienced before. Normally, like, I could say that, oh, yeah, I'm a stripper, but not, like, you know, full service sex worker. And, like, so many people are so lovely about it. And they're just like, oh, yeah, that's cool. And
it's like, wow. Just, like, accepted. It's just such a more accepting place.
Yeah, exactly. It's
just, I love that.
It's really, really lovely.
Another interesting thing to your personality, Ivy. You're so multifaceted.
Oh, if you just say so. Thank you.
Yes, girl, I do.
So the reason that I'm kind of drawn to porn is because of my experience in, well, my very little limited experience in kink. I just realized that, like, I love getting gangbanged and I think that people should watch it. And that's a skill.
Promo. It's a skill. Oh my God. The hours that you must have to spend on set.
I just like, I've, like, naturally talented at this, like taking a dick. So I mean, taking many dicks, so like that's
multiple.
Why I kind of exactly. So I mean, I was thinking, like, do I start off with like the OnlyFans solo stuff? But I don't know, like that's the thing that I'm kind of where am I going now? I'm kind of at a bit of like a, oh, what's the word when you're at a crossroads. Yeah so it's like I haven't done anything online before, but I'm definitely at that point now where I, like, as I said, I'm out and I've got my online Twitter, SW Twitter now. So
nice.
It's like everything's accessible. I've been finding myself in lockdown, like messaging these geezers in like Vegas and LA, like, all right, do you want a collab? Like,
do that. I love a collab.
I was like, I don't even know if I can go to America, but like, I'm up for it. I'm up for sneaking in.
Sneaky. Oh, I mean, like, I don't want to go there at the moment. It seems like a bit of a lawless, crazy land. But yeah, collaborate.
I'd say the opposite. Maybe too many laws.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Actually, it's a bit scary. All the protests and stuff that's going on. Have you seen that?
I haven't. Tell me.
They're protesting the lockdown in a few of the states, and I think they just haven't managed it well, so people are really mad about it. So obviously people have gathered for a protest, and then there's been a huge spike in like COVID-19 cases, obviously.
Well, they're fucking stupid, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's like I saw a thing about all these people like going to church and like on Palm Sunday, and the report was outside like, oh, so you don't think that it's the virus might get you guys, like, you know, you're all like congregating here together. It's like a really, really big deal. It's like, no, Jesus' blood flows through me.
So, oh my God,
I'm
no.
Safe. Like, all right, okay. I mean, live and let live, but fucking
yeah, sure. But also, kind of natural selection.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to you. Let's not talk about these people. Let's talk about you doing porn.
Doing porn. I ain't done any porn yet. I mean, not that I've put out on the internet. I'm going to, though.
Do it. I think collabs are the way to go right now.
Maybe we could collab one day, Rebecca. I'd love that.
Maybe we could collab. We could do like a really soft collab because I don't do porn. But we could do a peaceful one. We could do personality porn together. This is personality porn right now.
I would love some gardening. Personality
porn. Let's do some real dirty gardening. I'll show you how to finger my moist pots.
Nice, that sounds great.
Fill me up with some seeds and then we'll flower together. We'll be lovely.
Oh, beautiful. You have it's such sexy. A way of words. Great oral skills.
Oral skills.
I think, right, so you know, you told me, you didn't tell me about the cock destroyers, but you reminded me about the cock destroyers.
Yes.
Those girls, Rebecca Moore and Sophie Anderson, they're like my idols. I love them.
I adore them. I just think their sex ed thing with Netflix.
Yeah, I saw that. Do you know what? I thought I sent it to you. No, yeah. That was awesome. Like, that was my so babe. Fucking funny. And
sex ed from sex people, sex workers, just makes sense to me. This is so good.
They are personality porn.
They are personality porn. They inspire me to be the more audacious version of myself, definitely.
Definitely. That's why I could never work a normal job. Like, I'd done a 6-month stint as a civvy, and oh my gosh, I'd come home at the end of the day. I had a boyfriend at the time. I was trying to like make him happy by not doing sex work, and you know, like, oh yes, you used to be a stripper, but let's not talk about it, kind of thing.
Oh,
and
no.
when I would get drunk, or like, you know, after being at work all day having to be professional, it would just all come out of me, and it was just so like, oh god, she just doesn't shut up, does she? It's like, oh. It was like too much.
It's just in our personality. It's literally just in our nature. We can't deny our natures.
Can't help it.
Just flows out of you.
Exactly.
I've had such a nice time talking to you again.
Oh, me too. I've had a lovely time.
Oh my god, absolutely. Thank you for tolerating this crazy program and cutting out on us at least 5 times. But you'll go down in history as the most unique episode I've ever done. So
I wouldn't have it any other way, spending a lovely afternoon with you, Rebecca Crowe.
Oh, thank you so much. So we've got lots of promo. We need to promo, right? So that we can help people. Let's go. Do this.
Promo high.
Promo.
The thing that I didn't talk about, but is really cute, is on running from the United Strippers of the World, we have a film club every Monday, which is open to sex workers.
Awesome.
So basically, it's like a little, we have like a little WhatsApp group, and within the 24 hours, we have you can vote on the film, and then we send you a link and everyone watches the film, then we have a little discussion about it. It's just nice. It's just kind of like stay connected with workers
across
the globe.
Just extra, isn't it? Just something to be more
something to do,
human.
Yeah. Exactly.
Love it.
So we've got that. That's for on United Voices of the World. I suggest you go follow them anyways if you're a supporter ally, and I guess you are, seeing as you're listening to this.
Absolutely. And if you're not, fuck off.
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing here? We don't like you.
Get out.
Right. We do not consent to you here.
We do not.
So, Soldiers of Pole, they're doing Stripping for Strippers. We've talked about that. We've got the Swarm fundraiser. If you haven't already donated, please do.
Please. It's directly saving people's lives.
Exactly. We've got a Sexquisite run Jezebel's Comedy Cabaret, which is something that I've signed up to do. If you've enjoyed my I was going to say banter, but I mean
I try not
to say that word because I feel like it's a bit Love Island, but
definitely hijacked by lad culture.
Oh, but I am a fucking lad.
Let's.
So yeah, that's coming up in the next like couple of weeks, so just keep an eye on my Twitter, and I should talk about it because I don't know any other links for that. Of course, we have Cybertease _, which is the virtual strip club with a queer house party.
Love that.
And then, oh yeah, and Nudes for Heroes.
Nudes for Heroes with my content and your content and loads of babes' content.
That's going to be really, really cute. So do check out all of these things.
Absolutely. It's all for good causes and it's all for good fun. Like, those are my two favourite things.
And if you don't already follow me on Twitter...
You damn well should.
It is Ivy _Maddox. That's
spell
Ivy.
It out for us, girl, yeah?
I'm already there, babes. I'm already there. Ivy
it.
Y. Oi! Stop talking! Yes, this is my episode.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry.
Ivy Y _MADD. Yes. OX.
Oh, you just wanted to get that bit in now. I remember. Oh, I'm a comedian. You are one of the funniest girls. You are one of the funniest girls I've had on my podcast. I have had a rare. Thanks so much for joining me. What are you doing this afternoon? How are you spending your eve?
Oh, well, someone sent me a doxy in an Uber, so I think I might be playing with that.
Nice. What's a doxy for people that don't know?
It's like the Hitachi magic wand, but like the new version, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, see people talk about it on Twitter.
Other big vibrators are available, but
like the microphone ones.
But yeah, this is it's a big bad boy. So there's a guy that's not using it, and I was like, give it to me.
I mean, don't let it go to waste. Not during lockdown. Good God.
Also, I might go outside for a little bit. It's a nice day.
It's a lovely day. Take your state-sanctioned walk.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you so much for tolerating the most amount of technical difficulties I've ever had on a podcast.
Don't worry, it's fine. I've enjoyed myself.
You're an angel, Ivy. I love you so much, and take care of yourself.
Take care, babe. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.